Torah is greater than even Atzalus Nefashis. Does that mean that it pushes away Atzalus Nefashis? No, we know it doesn't. Pekuach Nefesh is doicha everything except the Gimel Averis Chamuris. And of course, Talmud Torah, if there's a Gzeir on there, you don't go ahead and learn. That's not the issue, Baruch Hashem, we're learning. We don't have the base Medrash. What it does mean is, as the Poskim, the Taz, others say, it means that if we were Zoicha and we wouldn't have Shailas Pekuach Nefesh, the mitzvah, the limud of Talmud Torah is much greater. The Rebbeinu Shlomo has taken away from us that opportunity to be in Beis Medrash every day, whether it be the Bachrim, whether it be the Younger Light, whether it be the Koil Younger Light, whether it be Balabatim, who beautifully come in early in the morning, late at night, and so forth. But because of the Hechrich to close Nassau County regulations, Psak of Poiskim, questions of Pekuach Nefesh, Zikha Pekuach Nefesh. I'm sure you've all heard the statements that people who are our grandparents, my generation was not Zikha to have grandparents. Baruch Hashem, you do. It's a Sakonas Nefashis to go ahead and bring your children or yourselves near elderly people. And get the guidelines what elderly means. It does not mean 80s, 90s. They should be gesund. But it does mean people over a certain age. And you have to be careful. And the percentages are astonishing that could cause tremendous questions of Pekuach Nefesh. So this has been a most difficult decision. But Baruch Hashem, as much pain as I've had to make this decision, I've seen how the Bachrim, the Younger Light, want to learn Torah and are learning Torah. All our Abayim have been given either Zoom or numbers and they've been learning. Rabbi Yeshua Kerlin, the very first day, this Sunday, told me his Bachrim called him two Zdarim a day to learn over the phone. It pains the Mashgiach, it pains the Rebbeim. I know how much pains the Bachur. But I want to tell you something first. It's not Bein Hazmanim. We were in Eretz Yisrael 1973 by the Yom Kippur War. And Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitt, he stressed, Yeshiva Bachur cannot be in the streets. When there's an Eis Tzara, they can't go ahead and just be found in the streets thinking that now it's a vacation. It's not a vacation. You have to take the seriousness of the moment. You have to realize the schusim you have when you learn, and you have to realize you have to learn. The Ger Rebbe, the Imre Emes, used to point out that there's no Havdalah on Purim. There's no Havdalah on Purim, meaning that Purim is something that lasts the whole year, which of course means the Simcha of Purim, the Kedusha of Purim, the Chavashav, the being together, the Leich Knois Kol HaYehudim. What it also means to us is what the Rekeach says. It's a Pasuk, Eis Tzara Hi L'Yankiv U'Mimena Yivashaya. It is a time of Tzara for Klal Yisrael, U'Mimena Yivashaya. And from it, we will have a Yeshua. We will be saved. We'll have a salvation. It says in Erkeach, Umemena is the later letters of Umehaman, Mehaman Yivashea. G'doyla hasaras tabas lahaman yoysa mememches neviyim. The fact that Haman was given that right to chas v'shalom do what he could do to Klal Yisrael brought about such tshuva in Klal Yisrael, Yosem, Emem, Ches, Neviim, that all the Neviim, all the Divrei Kabbalah, as Rishayim say, means they're koibel, they tell us, they try to guide us, they try to give us Musa, Yosem, Emem, Ches, Neviim. This is his man to do tshuva. The Baruch Hashem is prodding us to do something over here. I wanted to ask the Bochum, please, if you need anything from the Rosh Hashiva, from the Mashgiach, from a Rebbe, from an Hala, please don't hesitate to call. Please, you have to machazik yourself to be, as we say, harangaton and learning, still learn. Today, Baruch Hashem, I also want to say to the Baal Batim, I'm ready to give all the shiurim. Sunday was too much of a bahala that first day. I'm sorry, Sunday morning, but I missed Shem. I want to talk about tefillah b'tzibur. I understand, and it's an unbelievable dar. You don't have to be the Bardichava to see that even a yid that seems to be so modern and so, you'd say, not a yeshivisha, but what? Davening together. It's not a simple decision, but I want to first tell you this. There was a yid that was just, I believe, Niftel this year. It was a friend, him and his second wife. It was a doctor of Holocaust study. Yeshua Eibishitz, I knew him. I think it was 103 maybe. He wrote books on the Holocaust. Him, his wife, Dr. Eilenberg. And they describe the horrors of the concentration camps, how Yidden were Meitzer Nefesh to Davo de Minas. But as soon as there was a typhus outbreak, and they were afraid people can't go ahead and catch the machla, they disbanded minyanim. Baruch Hashem, you have your rabbanim. You have to ask. The yeshiva is too big a makom to make minyanim right now. Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva is a popular place. People come in. We cannot go ahead and limit the amount of people. People will not listen to it. I'm afraid of that. It's not going to happen. So right now, I just want to show you something. Kedai to look at this. I heard from my Rebbe of Moshe Shapiro, said when he was very young, he noticed that if you take the word Adam, or if you could see it, is it hard to see it? Yeah? Adam, Aleph, Dalet, Mem. And you take the Oisius Hanistoris, Aleph, Dalet, Mem, the letters that are not pronounced, right? Every letter has the Oisa, Nigla, Beis, your tough is the Nista. Take a look what it spells out. Mispalel. Nice. The very essence of a human being is to be mispalel. Tefillah is not, the Chazanish writes, not just about the physical. Of course, that's important to daven and to be with the minion. But to really connect yourself and be mevakesh, mavezua adam, a person is a derish person, is a mispalel. Vani tefillah. We are tefillah. At this point, we are tefillahs. Deepen your tefillahs right now. Learn about tefillah. There's a siddur, I've mentioned yeshivas, those of you have not been here, a siddur called simonim. Learn what each tefillah is about. They write what each tefillah is about. There's a fellow, unfortunately, the siddur is not found, an unbelievable, not just translation, but gives us an understanding in English. Ramesha Entebbe from Lakewood wrote a beautiful siddur. It's in Sfaradi, but if you look at it, it tells you the depth of what the siddur is about. Learn the siddur, connect, be a mispalel. We have to be machazik asof in bein adam lechaveirei. This is a time, I'm going to read you soon what Reb Chaim Zalzayin Gezunt Asar HaTorah wrote. A chizik and kibud of aim. Many of us are home now. We didn't expect to be home. But as I've mentioned over the years, a ben Torah shows his mother, his father, what a ben Torah is, to help her, to make it easier for her. He conducts himself while he's, quote, stuck at home, but he helps, he makes sure that the mother not only has a kosher Pesach, which she'll make, but a simchadik, a freilichen Pesach, that she'll be able to sit down by the Seder and enjoy it, not be exhausted. Again, the Rebbeim, the Mashgichim, the Rosh Hashiva want you to be in touch, not just for questions, not just for all kinds of shilas, but just talk and learning, hadracha, right? Many of us are learning psacha now, we're adding more limudim, every berbi bach Hashem, and be besimcha. In Kelm, They used to say, Ivdu es Hashem besimcha. The words besimcha, beis shin mem ches hey, is oisius machshava. What does that mean, that it's oisius machshava? Means if you're just happy because you're enjoying the moment, it's gishmak, it's tasty, it's something physical, then it's not, you're not going to be besimcha, because misha yesh lo mana writes on the side. But if you put thought into what you're doing, what really gives us simcha? The pkudei Hashem yesharim mesamchei lev, as it says in our base medrash. Pkudei Hashem yesharim mesamchei lev, deepen your davening, deepen your learning. This is a time to grow in avodas Hashem. Make cheshbonos hanefesh. Rabbeinu Shem is telling us a message right now. Again, I want to say it's been a most difficult. I saw Chaim Klagsman today. He was mamish crying to see. He's never seen the lights off. I've been basically in yeshiva the whole day. Shimon Gabay here has been here, Baruch Hashem. I also feel you should all be thankful to the office, which is, of course, Rav Moshe Rubin, Rav Mendy Yeraslovitz, Rav Noyach, and the Mashgiach have been helping to make sure that every Rebbe is able to have a connection with his Talmidim. You want more? The Rebbeim are ready to do more. And we should all be part of this Nisayon, to be oimed in it, to grow from it, to become bigger. Okay, I would like to speak to the Tzibur a little also, to the greater Tzibur. We mentioned that Purim keeps going. Purim is a Yom Tov that keeps growing the whole year. In Chazal it says, Kol ha-poshet yad noisim. Of course that means poshet. Whoever stretches out his hand is given. On Purim you don't be boidik who you should give tzedakah, who you don't give tzedakah. In Sfarim says, poshet yad. Someone who removes his hand, he removes the koichi va'oitzim yadi asuli yasachal zeh. It's my own strength and personal power that has brought me all this prosperity. The Rebbeinu Shlom has shown us we are not in control. This is a generation that thought and thinks that we're in control of everything. We are not in control. Poishit Yad, let's understand that it's all from the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to deepen the connection to him. He wants us to go ahead and learn more, to daven more. And as we said, Talmud Torah is greater than itself, the fashion, the schus, the avad b'koach nefesh, is doich everything. And if the Rebbeinu Shalom is making us do things because of atzalas nefashis, that means we have to do more learning to get those schusim of Torah in. I would like to, first of all, like this. The Rebbeinu Shalom, when he was Geyser, this invisible germ, he saw its effect on every Yid, the global population, the entire Bria. It affects everyone. Everyone from us to Beit Sekanim. It affects everyone, to even the animals, I'm sure. Ein Adam Neikef Etzbal L'maylam K'machviz Anoysel Mayim. The Rebbeinu Shalom is basically putting us in our homes, our Mikdash Ma'at, for reasons unbeknownst to us. But the Rebbeinu Shalom wants our pnimius avoida, that we should really go ahead and bring out our innerness, what's doing inside of us. The avoida of each yachid, that's the avoida of the moment. First of all, it's now a time to deepen the quality of our shalom bayis, helping our wives with physical help and, more important, emotional. The shalom bayis, it's very hard when you're together all the time. We have to learn with our children. Our children, most of our children, I believe, are probably at home, not going to yeshiva, not going to schools. Keeping the atmosphere at home, besimcha. They should be besimcha. Knowing that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam can change the matzav at any moment. We're not living with barbed wire around us, Baruch Hashem. We don't want to be known as the door that Chalila fails this Nisayan and sweeps, excuse me for saying it, I guess Mechila, entire shelves of groceries into our carts, not thinking of others. Let me read you the Mabit in Beis Elokim. The Mabit in Beis Elokim. He writes over there, V'roi le'yore v'chared, Dvar Hashem, that's us, l'chabo is gachelas ha-magefa. How do we put out a magefa? B'tzdoka metzil ma'mavis. It means to help others, whether you have it in your means, whether you call up a neighbor who can't, is old, elderly. An elderly does not mean 90 years old. There are people 60 and over are afraid to go out. They're afraid to go out and they don't have food at home. In Eretz Yisrael, I hear it's shreklich. So Mabit tells us, to be put out a megefa, stoka amatzilam amavis. It's kedai to see it. In Perek Tes Zayin, what the Mabit writes over there. Let's look at what Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote over here. B'chshash yitzdapkus memachlas corona. As far as the fear of transmission of the coronavirus. Al kol echad v'echad l'schazik. Everyone should mechazik. B'zar b'loshen horav v'rechilas. Gemara says that's one of the few things, many things Gemara says that bring about. Tzaras. Hu hivdil ben ish ishto. Now he says over here, l'schazik memidas anava, to be an anav. The Torah, Rabbeinu Yonah says that a person cannot really be a ben Torah if he doesn't have the mid of anivis. Ula aver al midoisav, not to pay back measure for measure. I want to speak about that for a moment. The Gemara tells us noisa on the pasuk noisa avoin va'oival pesha. He forgives sin and he goes over rebellion. Lemi noisa avoin lemi sha'oiver al pesha. To who does the Rabbeinu Shel Olam forgive? To one who himself doesn't pay back measure to measure. When someone wrongs you, when someone says a sharp word, when someone says something that you get upset, if you hold yourself back, mavri amidoisav. It's known that in Toldos Adam from Abzalman Veloshin, the Chofetz Chaim quotes him in quite a few places. The Gemara says, Lo charbi Yerushalayim el mipnei shemidu dineyem al din Torah. The reason the churban came about is because they went with the din, with the strict justice, the din. For Dr. Zalman, there was so many, the Sukkim say, so many horrible aveiras they did, the worst aveiras. Why does the Gemara say that it was because of Amidu Dinayim al Din Torah? So Zalman Vilojan says, the other chataim, the Rabbeinu Shem would have been meichel them. He would have forgiven them. Had they forgiven others that wronged them, and not paid back measure for measure, there will be mavra midoisav, then Hashem tzilcha yad yaminecha, as Reb Chaim V'ez brother writes a medrash, quotes a medrash, that Hashem tzilcha, Hashem acts the way we act. Hashem is our shadow. If we act with Rachmanis, the Rabbeinu Shem will act with Rachmanis. It's a time of sameach tesamech reyim ahuvim. That's the void of the moment, husband and wife. Our children, our grandchildren are studying us. How does Tati and Mami act? How does Bi'ya Ben Ima act? How do our Zaydas and Babas act? What are they doing? We have to be mechazik our Muna every minute, or not Chas V'Shalom getting hysterical. They have to see that. Every day the Baruch Hashem will give us new Siyata Deshmaya, give us strength, and we'll be more patient with children. The children need to see that the Yom Tov is coming with Simcha. It doesn't matter how much meat we'll have. It doesn't matter how much. Baruch Hashem, I'm sure we'll have enough. We have to show them bitachon and confidence. Now, I want to say something also over here also. As you know, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave us a big clap yesterday with the p'tira of Yedidenu Nachi Feldhahn. Nachi was a member of my shir for 42 years, from the very beginning of the Minchas Minach shir. And I mentioned this at his levaya, and I think it's very important for us to know this. It goes along with what Reb Chaim says. And that is, the Gemara in Eruchin also says that Negai Batim, Negoyim, come because one of the reasons is Saris Ayin, a person who looks with a constricted eye, not a good eye, not an Ayin Toiva. One of the Midas, I mentioned this about Nachi himself, should be a good Tibetan. I didn't want to say it to Levi because Chas V'Shalom, who might have said, but it's known, B'Shas Megefa, I will talk about that soon. There were tzaddikim, there were Moisen Nefesh, their own lives to stop the Negefa. We don't know how these things work. Shem Yirachem. Pnei Menachem's yard site was just a few days ago. It's known that there were terrible things going on in Eretz Yisrael. He was perfectly healthy, gave all kinds of money, he said things, and he went up to Shemaim that the next day, and it sort of stopped for a little while, the bombings, the terrible things that were happening in Eretz Yisrael. The Ayin Toiva is one of the midas of Avraham Avinu, Talmidei Shel Avraham Avinu's Ayin Toiva. The Rav in Pirush HaMishnayos tells us, what does it mean? A person who's mistopic, he's content, he's satisfied, b'mashi yesh lo, and what he has, ve'enoi mevakesh dvarim yaserim. He doesn't look for extraneous things. Be happy with what we have. Ve'enoi mekane. He doesn't have jealousy, he's not jealousy, k'sharoya l'chaveiro yaisim emenoi. Kina soifim tar b'chochma doesn't mean you're jealous of that person. It means you have to learn from the person. Take a look. I have the same head as he does. He learns by smada. He's able to concentrate. He's able to daven. I'm a kind of that. I'm not a kind of him. I'm a kind of that he's able to do, and I want to do that too. Today was the Miri says over here. It's something that's terribly lacking in this door to be happy in another person's toiva and goodness. Today was the Mailach Lezhenska's yard site. Many of us say his tefillah there. One of the striking words that he says there, Shenira kol echad mailas chavareinu v'lo chasreinam. To look at everyone in a positive way, not in a negative way, not to look at the negative. Nefesh HaChaim also talks about this. To focus on the good of a person. Mashrei used to say, atzar ayin means you only see very narrow vision in the person. Look at the person. Everybody has chasreinus. Only Rabbeinu Shlom is melech muhulol b'tishbachas. We're not muhulol b'tishbachas. We have chasreinus. But look at the mila of another yid. Chazal tell us, k'shem she'odem reyes beisa kachye reyes beisa shechavei reyes. K'shem she'le reyze lohoitzi shemral ishto yubanov kach einu moitzi shemral al ishto yubanov shechavei reyes. He shouldn't feel that the other person knows how to learn better than me. So you know what? Learn too. Learn from that person. Nega tzaras kisiya ba'odom, when there's a nega by a person. V'huvala koyin, he's brought to the koyin. The koyin is the one who's metahar. The koyin is the one who's metame. Only a kohen could do it. Why kahanim? The Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that the remez is over here is because this person who had a tsar ayin, that's what Gemara says, the guy button, you didn't want to lend out your kalim. You didn't want to help another Jew. You say, I don't have this. I don't have this. And what happens? Your house is the person's house has destroyed. The person's house is destroyed and his kalim come out. So, oh, he does have this. Who is he brought to? To the kohen. Who is the Koyan? The Koyan are descendants, Tzetzoyim, of Aaron HaKoyan. That Aaron HaKoyan, when he heard that his younger brother, Moshe, became the leader of Klal Yisrael, will take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid to do it, might hurt his own brother. But now the Torah tells, V'rachav asamach b'liboy. He is happy. He is happy that you're the one. The Rebbe Bunim used to say, if they went ahead and they said, I could be Avraham Avinu, would you be Avraham Avinu? He says, no, If you could change with Avraham Avinu would be you, and you'd be Avraham Avinu. He says, well, so what is the Baruch Shem left with? A Binim and an Avraham Avinu. What's the difference who it is? Look at the Taiva. Aaron understood. That's all right. Aaron HaKoyen understood this. That's why he carried the Choshu, the names of Bnei Yisrael on it. Not just as a schar, because he cared about every yid, every shevet was on his heart. V'rocha v'samach b'livoi. Nega k'tzaraski yeva adam v'huva el HaKoyen means he has to learn from the Koyen to have a toiv ayin. Last week, as I mentioned, was the Pnei Menachem's yard site. Thursday is the Zeder. Alta Zeder, the Chedush Arim, Ga'oina Ga'oinim. Ilu Yavarsha, Rav Kiva Eger was the spoil from him. His Einikach wrote that he worked 13 years on the Midah of Toiv Ayin. A genius could do things very quickly, but he had to work 13 years. Man Nena Non Basre, what could we answer? You know what kind of avoid that is? It's not a simple avoider. It's something that we have to do. The Pnei Menachem mentioned, Chas v'Shalom, I'm not the one who could say these things, but he said it. Certain machlas, what do these machlas happen? There's a certain cell that takes over the other cells, it eats it up, and that's where the machla comes in. He says, when a person thinks everything is his, I'm taking over, I want to take from him, I want to have from this, I want to have from this. It's not enough to have it in your head. It's v'hashevoy sal v'avecha. You have to bring it into your heart to believe it. To believe that the Baruch Hashem gives each one of us panasa what we need. To give Baruch Hashem gives us the nachas that we have to get. This person has more, and this person has this. That's the Baruch Hashem's chesed. We know the Baruch Hashem's chesed. Our avoid is to learn. Our avoid is to be mekabel muna. Our avoid is to daven. Toiv ayin hu yevarech. The Pnei Menachem did not want to become a Rebbe till he looked at every person that comes in front of him as his own son. Toiv ayin hu yevarech. You know, sorry. Maybe a lot of people are looking for sgulas, and the biggest sgula of it is the Am sgula. That's what it is. But I want to just, because it's written, I want to just maybe mention two, three things that we should take upon ourselves. Dream it if I can bother you in my room. Is on the desk is a kafachayim, okay? Thank you, I'm sorry. First of all, like this, on the table. First of all, like this. In the year Tofresh Chofhei, 1865, there was a horrible magefa in Yerushalayim. A horrible magefa. I don't even mention what happened. It was cholera, as they call it, cholera. Thank you. Men, women, children, Shem Yerachim. This was in Tofresh Chofhei. It went to Tofresh Chavav, meaning it was still 1865. I believe it ended Yud Beis Kislev. That's when, I don't know how they ascertained that. There was a certain doctor that went around. He lost his wife. He lost his child. And he died much brokenhearted himself. He helped all the people there. This is in a letter that Ga'oina Ga'oinim, the Ina Adir, the Imre Bina, Bachshem, we've learned it. The Bachshem have learned in Shir, the Imre Bina of Meir Orbach, who came from Kalish, my mother, Alei Hashom, was from Kalish, my grandfather, and he came to Yerushalayim in the 1850s. He was the Nicker, the Godel of Yerushalayim. He wrote a letter to Elia Gutmacher that also my great-great-great-grandparents also saw, a Talmud of Kiva Eger, Kodesh Elia, and a Mekobel Shein Kamoyu. And he wrote him a letter. The Megefa was horrible. The Kutner Rav, the Zeis Ranan, was Nifter, a Goina Goinim. After that, Rabbi Yosef Zundel Salant, it's written in his thing, in his Sefer about it, at Tzaddik Rabbi Yosef Zundel, there are pictures of Baruch Kotler walking around with this Sefer, the Meritika Sefer. And it says over here, an unbelievable word, that he said as he was nifter. Vayu amesim b'megeif. It's not the time to say the vart. Unbelievable vart. Taris makabel the din, and how he explained why Rabban Shimon's taking him. Rabbi Yosef Schwartz, Goyen, was nifter, and then the tzaddik Rabbi Nachum Shadika, Rabbi Nachum Baran, the Rabbi Nachum that started Meir Shaarim, and Meir Orbach writes their letter. Hikir is Beira ben Shmaina Shonim. He writes about his tzidkus when he was nifter. It was they couldn't understand it. The Megefis stopped Yishlaim, but then they heard from Poland the Chedush Arim was nifter. This Thursday is the yard site. A few days later, the first Shlaimer redumps. A little while later, the Tzemach Tzedek from Lubavitch and other Rabbanim from other Admurim. And so, Rav Meir Orbach did a She'elas Cholom. What a She'elas Cholom is, I don't know. He asked in a Cholom to get a message from the Rabbeinu Shalom, Kiviyachol. These are big people. And in his dream, he had saw the Pasuk. Doime doidi l'tzvi l'oifer ayolim, hina zay oimer achar kasleinu. He woke up, he was shaking. He went to Rabbi Fal Yedidya Bulafia, one of the Rosh Yeshivas of Yeshiva Samukubalim, and asked him, what is this telling us? And Rabbi Fal Yedidya told him, in Chazal it says, Hineza Oimed Acher Kasleinu, Ma'olam Lo Zaza Shechina from the Kaisel Maravi. Oifer, Doimed Doidat Zil Oifer, Aldama Chas Yisham has been spilled. And the reason is we're not Misavol al Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Sai, all of you know that in Yerushalayim, they do not play music by chasanas. It came about because of this. Tzad Allah and Shulchan Aruch. Meir Orbach made the Imre Bina, made a gzera not to play music in Yerushalayim. What does this have to do with us? Avada, it's not making any gzeras. And we're not making, we have no koyach to do these things. And we don't know what it is. But all I could say is, read to you what it says. In Sefer Kafa Chaim, which is the Svardish Mishneh Berurah, you would say, right? Of Yosef Chaim Sofer, his grandson, Yaakov Chaim Sofer. I've not seen him, I imagine you've seen him. He probably looks, one of his grandsons, looks just like him. I saw him once in America. In Shulchan Aruch, it talks about saying Karbonis. Now, I just want to make an introduction. That we don't say Karbonis Yeshiva doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom, we don't hold Karbonis. The Goyin says not to say Karbonis, but Tzibur. Avad is an Indian to say Karbonis. It's based on Gemaras and Chazal. The Beis Sefer brings it. The Gur himself said Karbonis. And if you want to see what to say, it's in Simon Aleph, Sif, hey, look in the Be'er Lachi. Spells it out, which psukim. But the Kafa Chaim, right? The Kafa Chaim says over there, he says, listen to this. If one succeeds, Simon Aleph Sivav. He says, Bisman Megefa, the Megefa, Choyli Ra, Ba'olam, Bar Minon, shouldn't happen to us, Chas V'Shalom. Choyv Likras Parshas HaKarbonis, Dvar Yoyim B'Yoyimai, Shuhu Mesugal Harbe, to say the Parsh Karbonis, I'm only offering this. We have time now to say the Parsh Karbonis. You can look at the Be'er Locha and Simon Aleph there, Sifei, what to say, what psukim to say. The Shla, I'm sure many of you have mentioned that they've said it, to say the Ketoris. He says it's a reality. Let's just read the words of the Shla. The Shla says, Bismana Megefu Chasasham Noigin La Umray. Say the Ketoris. It's printed in the Siddurim. If you have a klaf, it's also beginning as it's brought in the Poskim. Again, the Mabit in a different place. The Beis Yosef brings a Yushakotzi Yushalmi. Amr Abchiski B'Shem Rebyechen. La Oilam Al Yeh Pasik Zez Zaz Mitach Picha. A person should always say this Pasik. Hashem Tzavakos Imanim Is Gavlan Akev Sela. Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rebyechen. Hashem Tzavakos Hashem Adam B'Tech Ba. And then he says them a bit to add, it says also to say, Hashem Hashiach Melech Ein Avikeinu. It's printed in the Siddurim. These psukim are printed in Siddurim. We have to think a little of the Beis HaMikdash, the Tzar of the Shechina. What it means is, what the Meir Orbach made exer is, we have to think of the Tzar of the Shechina. The Shechina is a Tzar with us. There's no Beis HaMikdash now. But maybe we do these things, just take upon ourselves. Again, more learning. Man derochik, the Nefesh Chaim quotes from a Chazal, man derochik mit araisa rochik mit Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you're far from learning, you're far from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. One has to learn. One has to put more koyches into learning. Learning is everything. Learning is our lives. It is our lives. It's not our oxygen. It's not our bread. Bread and oxygen let us live. Life is about Torah. Life is about Torah. It's Torah. I can't tell you what it is to see the Beis Medrash pause, Batei Midrashim pause. Whoever thought in our lifetime there would be such a thing? So again, I want to get back to the Bochum too. Let's keep up our Sdarim. It's not Bein Hazmanim. I got a younger man sent me a message, Rebbe, I have not been Mevatel one Seder. You don't know how much that was Mechazik me. This is what we have to do right now. Not to focus on other things. I ask you, Mechila, that maybe certain things I said were not apropos to who I am, me ani, ma ani, right? But the Gemara says, "Im ein Yisrael oisin tshuva." If Kai Yisrael Chas Hashem doesn't do tshuva, "Maimid lahen melech shegzeroisav kashayis Muhammad Chas Hashem." There could be terrible gzeres, and that will force Yisrael oisin tshuva. "Umachzir in the mutav." The Rebbeinu wants us to be machzir mutav. Let's take advantage of this situation now to be machzir the mutav, to go ahead and bring ourselves back to more Torah, to look at others, to see what we can help others, to make simple calls, those of us that are able to go out, what can I do for you? Do you have milk? Do you have food to eat at home? There are people, I'm sure, are afraid to go out. Let's be mechazik ourselves. And mitzvah Hashem, I tell you, I can't tell you, it's so difficult to see a Beis Medrash without lights, a Beis Medrash cause. There's one little light, and there's one bachur here sitting and learning in the corner of Beis Medrash. The Maral writes, Torah is Olam Haba Atzmo. We're able to live an Olam Haba Dikko life. We have to be toivel ourselves, b'mei, those of us who can't go to the mikvah right now, the men, toivel ourselves, b'mei hadas, to put ourselves into Torah, b'mei hadas. Ein eitz ela Torah, shenema eitz chayim ilamachzikim ba. This is what we hold on to. As my Shrei used to say countless times, the Shrei Mabchaim Voloshin, that it's not just a eitz chayim ilamachzikim ba, meaning that it's a nice song to sing. It's a beautiful song. It's a life. That eitz is the eitz of chayim, like a person falling off a cliff and holding on. Is it? Maybe he went off at the time.
No.
Keep going? Yeah. Like a person has shown falling off a cliff and holding on to that tree that's sticking out from the cliff. That's his eitz chayim. Again, I want to just a bracha, bikas hedja to everybody. That I have confidence in all of you, in the yeshiva light, in the Koyel Yunga light, in the kihila of such Bnei Torah, Mevakshim, inspired women, inspired children who love Torah, who know that their fathers and mothers learned Torah, give the Rebbeinu Shel Olam much deep nachas. May this gzeira be quickly taken away from us. Again, remember, we're not living behind barbed wire, we're not living chas v'shalom in what our grandparents went through, what our parents went through. And may the Rebbeinu Shel Olam be merachem on us, that this gzeira should be taken away. Everybody should be healthy. Everybody's parnasa should come back to them. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam should somehow bring back a shefa of parnasa. And again, as I said, please, the bachrim, anyone can call us, talk to us, not only eitzes, not only a drachah, in learning. The shiurim are keep going. Please, I ask you, do not be mevatel the learning. That's what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants from us. If you read any Svarim, I don't know what the books are, but the Svarim about the Holocaust, how people were Meisen Nefesh to learn Torah. We don't have, it's not Mesiris Nefesh. Learn Torah, don't make it into Bein Azmanim. It's not Bein Azmanim. Don't be seen in the streets. Go to wherever you are, go into your room, learn with a chavrusa on a phone, learn with a chavrusa. Again, please keep the guidelines. It's not a simple thing. Wash your hands, take hot showers, whatever the doctor say. For those of us a little older, they say vitamin C, elderberry, I believe it's called. Elderberry is supposed to be very good for you. Those who know, please, you know, put it on the chat, whatever, give advice, but that's what I was told. Right? Those of you who have saunas at home, they're supposed to be very good for this. Again, I apologize. I have to be so frank, but this is what it is. Wash your hands constantly. So don't hug your grandchildren. You heard that. Keep them at a distance. Your love is there without hugging them. You're taking a big, big chance. May the Baruch Hashem be merachem on us. And may we see our base medrash open and all the yeshuas should come soon. A good nacht, and it should be taka parsha chodesh. That the Baruch Hashem should be machadish to us and bring us to a new makam that we can sit and learn with Menuchas HaNefesh and be oivid b'simcha. Good night.